How about you? You letting your life song sing to your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? What a great week to do that, huh, as we approach Easter weekend. And what a great week to reach out to those in your sphere of influence who don't know the Lord and invite them to come to church with you. A lot of people will say yes. You'd be surprised. You know, there are folks that you know that if you just extended that invitation, and maybe why not just, you know, not just Easter Sunday morning service, why not then invite them over for a meal afterwards? And maybe you get a chance to talk about what was discussed during that sermon. What a great, just natural opportunity to share God's love with somebody in your life who does not know him. So give that some thought this week. Well, how can stress on the job affect your entire life? And what can you do about it? Here to provide some expert advice is Dr. Linda Mental. You can hear Dr. Linda's show Saturday mornings at 10:30 Central here on the Faith Radio Network. Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Good morning. And can I just tag on to something you just said? There actually was a study that was done on people who get invited to church on Easter. And it was exactly what you said. It was that people would go if they were invited. And the percentage of people who said yes when they got an invitation was like really high. I can't remember. It was like in the 80s or something. So exactly what you said, if you invite somebody, chances are they will say yes. And what a great opportunity this week.
That has nothing
to do with job stress, but I just wanted to bring
No, I'm glad you pointed that out. I remember that research, and it's so important for us to, you know, because I think a lot of us fear, oh gosh, you know, my coworker never in a million years would come. But what it's saying to them is I care about you, and it's a natural thing. It's not like, you know, we're going to have Stewardship Sunday next week, and we'd love to have you come.
No.
And I that's
think
the worst time,
hunger.
By the way.
I think there's a hunger for something more meaningful. You know, I think the Easter Bunny's nice, but it's like if there's something more meaningful and there's, you know, I have friends that are not Christians and they say there's something about the sacredness of that day and what seems to be meaningful to you. It's kind of interesting to us. And there's, you know, there's a whole bunch of movies. There's the movie The Young Messiah that's out right now and Risen and a bunch of movies that are also conversation starters for, yeah, this is why we celebrate this on this day. So I think it's a great opportunity this week, especially with the movies that are out. You can use that. You can invite somebody to a movie.
Great idea. Both of those films. Yeah. Excellent. We talked to Bob Wallace asking for Focus on the Family about those a couple of weeks ago. And excellent, excellent opportunities. So let's talk about work stress for a moment, because I'm guessing you hear from a lot of people on your program and in your own practice, in your own teaching, who are dealing with a significant amount of stress at work. What are some of the factors that lead a person to feel really anxious or stressed out on the job?
Well, you know, you would think, first of all, personal issues that people carry with them to work, and then maybe even work issues that they carry home. So a lot of times it's family relationships, difficulties in work coworker relationships. So relationships are big. If you're not getting along with people on the job, it's hard to make that a really positive environment. So dealing with work conflict, dealing with coworkers, dealing with bosses who may not be so wonderful and nice to you or may not be very positive on the job. A lot of people are in jobs too. Should I call you Dr. Bill? I'll call you Dr. Bill. Where they just, you know, they don't really know if this is really the job for them. It doesn't have a lot of meaning, purpose. It's not what they envisioned doing with the rest of their life, or they just don't feel like it's a good fit. So sometimes we get into a job and we take it because we need the job, we need the money, we need to be providing, but we think, you know what, I don't know if this is really speaking to my skill set. I'm not really sure that this is activating the things that are really important to me, and that can cause stress in people's lives too. And then I think you have to find some kind of meaning and purpose in a job, whether it's just, you know, I'm making money, which is good, and I'm providing, but is there something about this that's enjoyable, or I can find a positive side to it, or is the atmosphere really a great atmosphere? I just came back from speaking at a national media organization. I won't say what it is, but you know, all I heard from the people who were there was, this is a wonderful place to work. Our boss takes care of us. There's so much concern about our well-being. It was very refreshing, actually, to hear about an organization like that, where people were just like, you know, we can deal with anything that happens here because we really, really love the atmosphere of this place. So when it's the negative, when it's the reverse, it becomes really problematic for people.
You know, one of the things that Susie Larson talks about on her program every afternoon is being fruitful. in our lives, and that's in all aspects, all avenues of our lives, but particularly when it comes to our work. Are we being fruitful? Are we doing what God has called us to do? Are we using our gifts and talents? That's not possible every day, obviously. Mm-hmm. There's still the grind, the daily grind of our job. There are always things in the job that we're not necessarily going to enjoy. That's part of the curse that we read about in Genesis, where, you know, there's toil and there's thorns, among the vines, and we have to deal with those things. But one of the things that really I think all of us deal with is how work stress impacts every aspect of our life, including our health and including our relationships. What does chronic job stress tend to do to a marriage relationship, Linda?
Well, it's not good. I mean, there are no upsides to carrying stress around in your body, because when you're doing that, as you know, it activates the stress hormones. And when people are walking around with things like elevated cortisol and other kinds of stress hormones, it actually wreaks physical damage on the body. So if we're creating problems in our physical health, I mean, people are more at risk for heart attacks, for high blood pressure, for high cholesterol. I mean, there's all kinds of studies that show that carrying around chronic stress damages the body. And so then if you're feeling crummy and you're irritable and you're stressed all the time, of course, that's also going to have an impact on your relationships. And there are a lot of people who come home and they're not doing it intentionally, but they're stressed out, and like home is sometimes a safe place and a place where you can just kind of let loose and let go. And sometimes that isn't so good to the people who you live around. So one of the issues is we have to learn how to manage stress when we're at the job and learn how not to carry it home. I have this funny little story where at the early part of our marriage, and my husband and I have been married for a lot of years now, but I was doing a residency at a VA hospital, Veterans Administrative Hospital, and I was assigned to the locked homicidal, suicidal, and psychotic ward.
Oh, man.
And it was intense. I mean, it was intense. It was like people were, psychotic during the day and accusing me of being the Attorney General of Tennessee who put away their daughter or some kind of, they were just, it was very intense. And so I would come home from work and I would be like, oh my gosh, I got to tell you what's going on in my job, And I was, the stress from that, and I was just, letting loose every single night. And as you and I know, that women like to talk things out in great detail, and we get released from doing that. But men feel a little overwhelmed by that. It's a little different in the brain in terms of how men and women process those kinds of things. And so it was overwhelming him. And, he wants to fix it because that's what he wants to do, but he can't. And so it was creating conflict in our relationship. So he finally said to me, and it was a brilliant strategy, and we have used this for our entire marriage. He said, look, why don't we do this? Why don't we take 10 minutes when we both get home from work, and why don't we use those 10 minutes, kind of process what happened, and then let's move on and just do fun stuff in our relationship, focus on our family, and just have an enjoyable night. And so we put that into place early on in our marriage, and it made all the difference because I wasn't carrying my stress from work home, and I was shifting gears and trying to focus on what was going on there in the moment instead of all the issues that went on during the day.
There's some great driving music for you if you're on your way into work right now. Man, oh man, just love to get you going in the morning. It's 21 minutes past the hour. This is the Faith Radio Network as we head towards Easter weekend, Good Friday coming up, and then, of course, Resurrection Sunday. This Sunday we have one of those crosses in our yard that we turn around, the kids turn around on Sunday morning that says, He is risen. I don't know if you've seen those or not in your particular neighborhood. My guest, Dr. Linda Mental, who you can hear on Saturday mornings here on the Faith Radio Network. And Linda, recently you wrote an article in which you quoted some fascinating research from Harvard on how our minds tend to wander while we are at work. What did the researchers find?
Well, it was a really big study, so it looked at a lot of people, which always impresses me when there's a lot of people involved. There were 15,000 people from countries all over the world who participated in this. And, you know, there was a statistic before that says they think that most people, your mind wanders about 47% of the time when you're at work. Now, that's a lot. That's almost half. Half of the time you're trying to do something, you're thinking of other things, which is probably not a good thing. And this study really confirmed that about 50% of the time people are engaging in what we would consider future focused, you know, wandering, distracted, thinking about other things, getting off task. And this is one of the issues, because if you're doing this and you're distracted and you're not really thinking about what's going on, they found that there's a correlation between that and feeling unhappy on the job. So wandering minds and unhappiness, job dissatisfaction, went hand in hand. So that's a kind of an interesting study, because then what it says is maybe if we can get more focused on what we're doing on the job and we can stay in the moment rather than wandering into worried waters or what if, or but I have this deadline tomorrow and I'm not going to get this done, those kind of things. If we can stay more present focused, what they're saying is that could be a solution to helping people have a better time at their jobs and in their positions.
You know, I'm thinking about it. There was this guy named Jesus that talked about that, didn't he? About worry and keeping focused on today.
Boy. Yeah, and so here's the thing. I wrote this book called Letting Go of Worry. So I really looked into the whole difference between worry, anxiety, fear, and what is just normal concern. And in the book, I made a real specific distinction between, and this applies, I think, to work. You know, you can see a problem at work, you acknowledge it, you have to deal with it, you have to do something, plan something, move forward. A lot of times at work, solve a problem. The difference of that's what I would call concern. Worry, on the other hand, is when you're anticipating problems that you have no control over. It immobilizes you. It distracts you, just like this research is saying. It circles the problem, and there aren't solutions that go with it. So when we start to engage in worry, we're getting into this sort of future anticipation of what if, which we know doesn't take us anywhere in the long run. And that's what they're saying, is that as you do this, and you're going into waters that make you anxious and upset and unhappy. And of course, Jesus said, don't worry about tomorrow. Focus on today.
Great advice from Dr. Linda Mental. Thanks, Linda, for joining us today. Check out her show this coming Saturday morning, 10:30 Central, here on the Faith Radio Network. Have a wonderful day, Linda.
Thanks. Great to be with you.
24 minutes past the hour. It's the Faith Radio Network.